The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about a few quick and dirty tips for making your home and everything in it smell great.
Yes, we've talked about carpets, and yesterday we cleaned out that bad fridge smell. Today it's all about the rooms in our houses, including the kids' rooms and the bathrooms. Yikes.
Yikes is right. My teenager is bad about letting dirty clothes pile up in her bathroom or her bedroom and forgetting to dump her trash can. That's not so fresh. So what to do? First, get the clothes and trash out, of course, and then tackle the lingering smells.
That's where little air freshener jars come in handy. We found this recipe on the Domestic CEO website, and they're great for putting in bedrooms, bathrooms, and even closets. You just mix half cup baking soda and 4 to 6 drops of essential oil and add it into a small glass jar. Either poke holes in the lid using a nail and hammer, or if you're using a mason type jar, stretch some fabric across the mouth of the jar and then secure it with the ring lid. You can refresh every few weeks with 4 to 6 drops of new oil.
If you want to make the whole house smell good, you can simmer a few items in a pot on the stove or a small crock pot. Just add water to fill it up about halfway and then add a sliced orange, a sliced lemon, 2 cinnamon sticks, 4 whole cloves, and a bay leaf. You can turn the burner on low and let it simmer all day.
Yeah, you know, that really works. I did that once before a party and it smells great.
Yeah, it sounds
good. We hope our little tips and tricks are helpful for you too. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more ideas. And in the meantime, find us online at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.